Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Healing Pack is another great show through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Join us for 1 hour of divine healing and energy transformation as Amin Hamid guides us into our own abilities to heal ourselves, others, and the living planet.
This is Amin. I hope you are having a wonderful day or night, having fun and joy flowing in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Amin, are you with us?
Hello there. I'm here. It's good to be here and enjoying this Friday afternoon. We have another good show planned for everybody. Do we want to start with announcements as usual?
Go for it.
Well, just a couple of them very quickly. The next Healing Pack seminar will be in the city of Vista. That's in San Diego County, and that will be at the McClellan Center this coming week. Also, we will be at the beginning of spring, we will be at the Health and Happiness seminar in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It would be wonderful to see the folks who are on that neck of the woods. And the last but certainly not least, the cruise to transformation scheduled for the end of this May, beginning of June, is on and going, and we'd love to see everybody come on board and have a few days of fun and joy with us. All these events are listed on the calendar icon on healingpack.org, healingpack.org. If you go to that website, there is a calendar icon on the top right corner. And I rush through all those announcements so we can get to the good stuff fast. Go for it, Amin.
If the folks on the internet would like to join us on the live session, the phone number is area code 347-202-0886. Again, 347-202-0886. And the other point is that this show is for you, and the best way we can help you is to let us know what you like us to do for you. So please provide your feedback on every of these shows. You can always add us as your favorite show or give us your response or feedback as you listen to each of these shows. And we look at all those information and try to, accommodate your requirement, your request. And the other point is if you go to healingpack.org and add your email to our email list, then we will share information with you about our show as well as our classes as they start. And the last point that I'd like to bring up is if you have any question, you can always send us an email to help@healingpack.org, and we will respond to your question, or we bring up the subject in the next show. And again, if you want to join us on the live, it's area code 347-202-0886. The last two episodes we spent about talking about the emotional body and how important it is to cleanse our emotional body and slowly reduce the various reservoir, or if I may say bank accounts, that we have stored different type of disease-based emotions which arise from fear, like anger, jealousy, hatred, pride, and other ones that you may know about. into a state of love-based emotion. And as we do that, we are still maintaining those bank accounts, but we are moving it from a disease-based state into a healthy-based state. And as we do that, what we, first of all, we benefit from it first. And as we benefit from it first, we start saturating ourselves, our emotional body, and naturally its impact, this reflection on our physical body, into a healthy state, and naturally start reflecting that emotion outward to our environment. And that environment could be our household, could be work environment, could be, friends, family, county, state, nation, and naturally globally at the level of the living earth. Today, what we are going to do is extend that discussion into how we naturally exchange energy with others and how we either nourish from one another as we exchange energy or take away and cause each other energetic leakage. Emotion, thought, naturally emits like a vibration, like a wave. And there is no way we can stop that reflection, that emission. Just consider this as fact. A wave emits. And no matter how hard we try to change that wave, it's almost impossible. The reason I say it's impossible is because we may use our five senses to give a different impression about what we feel internally when people question that, but the wave has already been emitted, and that's what they're picking up. And as we talked about in previous segments about people having different ability, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizant, other people are picking up those signals. So that's given. The question is, what are we emitting? And how we are attracting, based on what we are emitting, different vibration from environment. And that's a part of the law of attraction. If we are naturally emitting anger, we attract anger. If we're naturally emitting hatred, we attract hatred. If we're naturally emitting jealousy, we attract jealousy. On the other hand, if we're naturally emitting joy, peace, love, compassion, we attract those type of energetic vibrations or waves toward ourselves.
So by naturally emitting here, you mean like if I'm feeling those emotions, I mean?
Of course. We don't have to express it through our five senses, through our audio or facial expression. It's just what we think, and based on that thought, what emotion we sense, it's just emitting, just like
okay.
A wave. There's no way around that. And there is no way we can block that. That's given. So the question is, as people perform certain things and people say certain things, how do we react to it? And when we say something verbally or when we make an impression, is that matching what we are sensing internally? Because the more these two, what we say and what we sense, are in a state of synchronicity, the more we are in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And instead of leaking energy, we are staying charged up. And when we talk about emotional body, all the paradigm, all the understanding that we have about physical body also applies to our emotional body. So if I bring an example, for example, let's say a person walks in front of us and their hand is bleeding because something happened that they cut themselves or they fell and hurt themselves. Regardless of the type of emotion we have toward that person, the minute we see that red blood, the minute we see that sprained wrist, or the minute we see that broken hand, we put our emotion about that person aside, and naturally our compassion arises because we notice that that individual is in a state of disease and we try to help him. What we don't do is say, oh, your hand is cut. Oh, you sprained your wrist. Oh, you broke your arm. Okay, let me grab this hammer and I'm going to break another arm. I'm going to break another leg. I'm going to take this knife and cut you a few more other places. See, now you don't have to be concerned about that first cut because the cut I gave you are deeper. Or you don't have to be concerned about that first broken hand because I broke your leg in three places or four places. As a civilized individual, we don't do that. Even if we choose not to help them, we don't usually go around hurting them more. Now, of course, the minute our compassion arises, we put our differences aside, regardless of whether that person is our a friend or we are indifferent toward that person, or they just said something or did something that we didn't like and we are upset about it, and we try to help them. We give them a Band-Aid. If they need some more attention, we may give them a ride or try to call someone to, you know, help them out. Now, I'm going to use that same analogy about our emotional body. When someone comes in front of us and they start talking to us in an angry emotion, or they say something that reflects jealousy, or they say something that it has some other disease-based emotion, guess what? They have a cut in their emotional body. They're bleeding. That anger is an indication of them losing energy. Instead of losing blood, they're losing energy. That jealousy, if they made a jealous comment or they made a sarcastic comment, is an indication of their state of disease. So in a situation like that, if we catch ourselves and recognize that they may not be physically bleeding, but they're bleeding emotionally, then I ask you, would you start yelling back? Would you start getting angry about it? Would you start making more sarcastic comments?
Well, let me ask you this. A lot of times when somebody, person one is leaking and they shout, they yell, or they do something, person two starts doing exactly the same thing. An argument ensues, a fight breaks out, so on and so forth. What's happening there?
What's happening there is the first person who initiated that anger is bleeding.
Okay.
Energetically, just like blood. Think about it as a blood, but it's just invisible blood. It's energy. It's wave. It's vibration. They are emitting, they are bleeding some kind of disease-based emotion. They're cut. Now, whatever caused them to have a cut, let it be. But the point is that they're cut. So as they throw that emotion at us, and we start reacting the same way, it's like taking a knife and start cutting them up. Taking start beating them up.
We being the person too.
Person
who's engaging with them. Okay.
By doing that, all we are doing is we are telling that person, oh, you're leaking? Great. I'm going to start joining you and I'm going to start leaking with you. Now, both sides start leaking back and forth and keep on causing more and more leakage. This is no different than if I talk about the physical body again. Someone comes and in front of me and say, I'm going to beat you in the face. And I say, I dare you. And before you do that, I'm going to start beating you first. So quite often what happens when people get into a physical fight, they have already saturated their thought with leakage energetically. They have already saturated their emotions with leakage energetically, and it's got to a point that physically they are reflecting, they are manifesting that energy leakage and bringing it to the physical level. Remember in the previous programs we talked about when the leakage starts after 60-70% leakage of the energy, then it manifests itself into the physical level.
Uh-huh.
That 60-70% has already occurred between those two individuals to the point that it has become into a physical state.
And
so instead, what we can do is even if the person is making sarcastic comments, even if the person is angry, if they are making jealous comments, the minute we recognize that, and that's where the practice comes into picture. This is so, so important for the folks to recognize that when someone is in front of us, they're angry, they're jealous, they're being sarcastic, and we fall into the same pattern. We've been practicing that for so many times, so many years, so many decades. We are falling into a trap. In order to reverse that process, in order to reverse what we are doing something new for ourselves, for that individual, and for the benefit of our environment, is that's when we need to catch ourselves, say, I've been doing that all my life. I've been doing it for quite some time. I'm going to try something different this time. I am going to start filtering that disease-based emotion that I'm sensing, that disease-based language that I'm hearing, that disease-based attitude that I'm seeing, that disease-based thought that I'm experiencing from the other person, and filter it through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. By doing that, then what's going to happen is maybe that person continue leaking, but we don't get trapped into it, but we start leaking, and that's a key point.
Well, this is pretty interesting. Now, the examples that you bring up, what brought to my mind was energy attracts like. So basically putting it in everyday terms, I'm walking on the street, somebody's coming across and they say something and I can see that they're angry. And if my reaction is also a reaction of anger, that's probably because their anger has initiated the anger within me. So that's my clue that you're talking about, that if I catch it, then I can filter it through love, joy, peace, and compassion. Is that correct?
Exactly, exactly. It's like what happened was I have an account, a reservoir in my body, in my emotional body, that has stored so much amount of anger, so much amount of jealousy, so much amount of frustration, so much amount of, other disease-based emotion, fear-based emotion. When I sense that from the other person, they trigger that account. It's like their attitude, their talk, their conversation, what they're throwing at me, is like a key that opens the lock to that account, that reservoir that has been stored within me. And the minute that opens, ba-boom, that anger arises. Then I start reacting the same way. That jealousy arises. I start reacting the same way.
How about the opposite? How about the good feelings? I know we have to go to meditation, but a quick example of does the same principle work on good feelings, joy, love, things that make us happy?
100%. It's the same idea. It's a, you have some healthy reservoir, some healthy accounts. You have some disease accounts.
Excellent.
The idea is to, it's like being in the stock market and having some stocks which are, you're constantly losing money on it. Are you going to keep your money there?
Hopefully not.
No difference.
Because you won't have money for long.
But the idea is to switch, put it to some other account, to some other stock, which is healthy, which is accumulating.
Very nice.
And that process is something that we have to use those frustrating moments where the anger wants to arise, when frustration wants to arise, as a way to trigger something healthy within us. And that's where the self-protection starts. I see a couple of raised hands. One of them is area code 301. The other one is area code...
563.
I don't see anymore. 563.
563.
So I'm going to open... and have a dialogue with you folks. Please, please allow us to do our meditation. And after our meditation, I'll, unmute you so you can ask your question. So let's do our meditation. And in this meditation, we are going to exactly practice what we talked about. So close your eyes. Become aware of your breath, your divine breath. With every breath, with every inhale, with every exhale, we have the opportunity to breathe in along with air. Love, joy, peace, and compassion. Nourishing our physical body, our emotional body, and our thought body. Just be at a comfortable place, whether it's sitting, standing, laying down. That's your call. Close your eyes. Calm down the breath. Just keep your focus on every breath. Be aware every breath is a miracle of its own, giving us the opportunity to tap into the frequency of divine love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing ourselves. Now, as your eyes closed, either loud or slow in your heart. Repeat after me. I synchronize my intention to be the same as divine intention. God, collective consciousness, divine, whatever word touches your heart, I'm your child, living on earth, serving us. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that you said it, for the rest of this meditation time, it's time to practice it. So as different thought, different emotion arise, it's okay. Welcome them. Instead of denying them, suppressing them, spinning with them, or riding them, just bring it to your heart. And breathe that love, that joy, that peace, that compassion to that thought, to that emotion. And wish for it to transform from its current state into its healthy state. Instead of judging it into positive or negative, instead of judging it into good or bad, just recognize it as a disease state. So that way your compassion arises and you start the process of healing. God, divine, collective consciousness, we ask for healing energy for all the listeners on this program and all the people who listen to the archived version of this program, for their limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, kidney, and the sternum for quality of blood, opening the heart, and energizing the 14 acupuncture meridian lines during this meditation. Now, if you know about an organ that you like to ask for some healing energy for it, please do so at this time. We also ask for participation from Temple of Masters, Temple of Angels, sufficient knowledge for each one of us, from Temple of Knowledge, and sufficient love and compassion from Tree of Life. We ask for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Metatron during this meditation. Now, what I want you to do, as you are focusing on your breath, tapping into the frequency, into the channel, into the station of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and nourishing yourself, I want you to think of one person. That person could be your sibling, your child, your parent, your spouse, that at one time they did something to you that you felt they hurt you. You got hurt by it. As much as you cared for them, as much as you love them, they hurt you. Maybe you forgave them, but you forgave them intellectually, not from the heart. Just imagine that person is sitting in front of you. It's standing in front of you. Just imagine that person is present with you. As you imagine that, I want you to share with every breath your love, joy, peace, and compassion with them. Remember, we all have a free subscription to divine love, joy, peace, and compassion. It's free. It's abundant. It's unlimited. It's infinite. We can gain access to it as much as we wish to gain access to it. Through our heart, through opening our heart and asking for it. And as we do that, we have that opportunity, we have that option based on our free will, based on our power of choice, to share it with anyone we want. Divine, recognized, serving. And as divine, recognized, serving, when we ask for support to serve ourselves, as well as ask for healing energy for someone else, it gives us more abundance. It gives us more support. Because the power of gaining is through giving. the more we choose to give, the more we gain. In this case, that love, that joy, that peace, that compassion we can give as much as we want to anyone we want. Because energy follows intention. So through the act of giving to others, we get higher support from Divine. We can ask for that energy of love, joy, peace, and compassion for ourselves, for that bottle of water that's next to us, and for anyone else who we wish to share it with them. Maybe with this person that you are thinking about it, your imaginative mind has brought them in front of you. You had an argument. They said something you didn't like. You reacted to it. You felt that they hurt you, so you hurt them back. It could have been mentally. It could have been emotionally. It could have been physically. We can heal that. But in order to heal it, we need to start the healing process at the energetic level. To rebuild that 60-70% of the energetic leakage that occurred, that we ended up bringing that hurt to the physical level by shouting, reacting, reflecting the same disease-based state of anger, of frustration, of jealousy, or any other emotion back at them. If they were sarcastic, we were sarcastic. So, the best way to heal it is to nourish, suture, whatever word that resonates with you within ourselves, within that energetic body, that interaction between us and them. And once we do that, then we can always take the next step. Remember what you said in the beginning of the meditation. You said, allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So it's time to practice it. Practice makes it perfection. In order to change your habits, in order to transform habits from a leaking energetic habit into a healthy, nourishing habit. It requires proper practice. So this is the time for practice. Many times, many thoughts, many emotions may arise from your ego, justifying why you did what you did. Try to convince you that you did the right thing. Even as those thoughts arise, even as those emotions arise, they're okay. They also need healing. They're like crybabies who are arising, asking for attention. So give it to them. You can tell that thought, can tell that emotion, I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I sense what you're saying. But I choose to take a different approach this time. I choose to listen to the heart. Because heart only knows one thing, how to vibrate, how to flow in love, joy, peace, and compassion. And that's unconditional love. Unconditional compassion, unconditional peace, unconditional joy. So as you listen to heart, as you transform those states from a disease-based state into a healing-based state, you're just becoming more efficient for yourself. Instead of leaking energy, draining yourself, you're nourishing yourself. Now, as you're practicing that, be thankful to yourself that you are willing to try a new method, something different. All those practices you did in the past are okay. Now, you just want to try something new. So, congratulate yourself, compliment yourself, that in the past, you have tried different techniques. Now you're willing to try something new. Be thankful to yourself, to your beautiful connection with the divine through your heart. and all the wonderful listeners on the live or on the archive version who listen to this program. Flow with one another, regardless of time, regardless of place, in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing ourselves with abundance and prosperity for our health, for our wealth, and for our benefit of the humanity and the living earth. Now, if you wish, you can slowly open your eyes. We are returning to the program. Or else, if you like, you can keep your eyes closed for the rest of the program. Love you all and bless you all. And trust your unique divine connection and nourish yourself as often as you wish, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, regardless of where you are or what you're doing. For the folks who like to ask any question, again, area code 347. 202-0886, 347-202-0886. I'm going to unmute one of our listeners. Area code 301.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you.
I'm so sorry I had to hold you so long. I just wanted, you know, benefit the meditation before I unmute you.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Welcome.
Thank you. I had some questions about energy.
Okay.
I've been meditating for about 2 years.
Okay.
And I had noticed that when I started meditating, whenever I would go through huge energy shifts, I noticed that it started to impact the relationships around me. For instance, I would attract people in my life, and then when an energy shift happened through meditation, these people would leave my life. But a lot of times they would leave my life in a way where it seemed that something about the energy shift caused them either to feel uncomfortable or cause conflict in the relationship. And I had asked a professional about that, but they didn't really know how to respond. So I was wondering, what was your take on that? And how is it that meditation causes energy shifts, and how does those energy shifts impact our relationships?
Let me ask you a question first. When you do meditation, are you... The type of meditation you do, are you in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion? Because meditation is a state, and that state is a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And regardless of what activity we do, the form, now I'm talking about meditation form. For example, if I'm doing yoga, or if I'm doing Tai Chi, or if I'm doing Qigong, or if I'm doing other forms of meditation, if I am in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then it's truly meditation. But if I'm in a state of frustration and anxiety and other states, it's not necessarily meditation. There is a lot of misunderstanding about meditation. That's why we define meditation to be a state, and that state is love, joy, peace, and compassion. So what I'm asking you is, when you do your meditation form, are you in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion?
Well, with each meditation, I set the intention to be for healing. I had mostly used meditation for healing, helping me somewhat come back to my center, helping me release any emotional or spiritual blockages that weren't allowing me to come back to my center. So that had always been the intention with my meditations.
Okay. But at times you would get frustrated during your meditation, or you would practice other
emotional
behavior as well?
No, I would just notice that certain feelings would come up. You know, I would start feeling some discomfort, or I would start to feel where the actual blockages were.
Uh-huh.
So I would just keep meditating, and then eventually...
And release it. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because I wanted to make sure that, you know, we are having the same dialogue and understanding about what meditation state is, which is being in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. The other thing that happens is when we do meditation and we are in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, as we are saturating ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, there may be times where arrogance may arise, where we start judging others. It's like, oh, you're not doing this, but I'm doing it. How come you're not doing it, but I'm doing it? Or, you know, how dare you saying that? I know better because I'm doing this meditation. Would those type of situation arise in your relationship, where it was a judgmental-based situation based on arrogance, that I'm doing something that you are not doing?
The focus of my meditation had never really been about anybody else. It was always about me. Sort of making sure that I'm starting to cleanse myself. Really, I use meditation as a form of energy cleansing. But I had just noticed that once I would hit if my energy level shift to a higher level, then certain relationships would really they would break in such a way that it was actually very concerning. So I didn't know if it was me sending out a certain vibe, or if it was just the fact that my energy had just changed, and now that me and that person no longer had the same type of energy, and I didn't know what to think of it. But I never really focused. I just use meditation as a form of cleansing, as a way to forgive, as a way to let go of anything that was preventing me from reaching a higher spiritual state. That had always been my intention. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, sorry.
Listening.
I didn't know if we got cut off.
No, you're not cut off. This is what I'm picking up. You're extremely clairsentient.
Beg your pardon?
You're extremely clairsentient, which means you sense the changes of energy in the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Because of that, and you're extreme in that, you're very good at it, sometimes what happens is you may reflect that energy that you're picking up into the environment instead of filtering it first. And because you are extremely clairsentient and you pick up other people's energy, sometimes you would have a tendency to tell them what they're feeling, and they would become overwhelmed with that information. They couldn't take it. It's like me coming and say, I get into your, for example, bedroom. For example, just making this analogy. I get into a bedroom when you're not prepared to see me yet, and you expect that I'd be, for example, in the living room, so you come and see me, and all of a sudden I just run into the bedroom and totally corner you. And they would get overwhelmed by that. Because they would say, oh my God, she just got into my privacy. I didn't mean to share that thought with her. I didn't mean to share that emotion with her. How could she pick it up? The challenge that we have when we are on the high end of being clairsentient, being clairvoyance, being clairaudience, even if we pick up people's emotion through our audio sense, our audio or video or sensing it, to maintain our compassion and don't share it with them. Let them have the choice of sharing it with us.
Okay.
And also not judge them or reflect them or react to them when they haven't told us something.
Well,
so sometimes they will get overwhelmed with your ability. And the best analogy I can bring is like this. You know, I go, for example, to a football field, I go to a soccer field, and there is this little kid who's trying to play football, and then I grab the ball and I throw it at them so hard that it just hit them in the chest and they're flat on their face, on the ground. And I say, well, I just came here to help you and play with you. I say, but you hurt me so bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So your talent is extreme talent. So with that comes responsibility of controlling it.
And it's funny that you say that because, you know...
I'm not saying it. Divine is saying it.
Okay. But
I'm sorry. I never talk in these programs. Divine is saying it.
We only have, I'm sorry guys, we only have 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Okay. And it's okay if you want to stay a bit longer online to discuss this. You're more than welcome to do that.
Okay, I would love to.
Yeah. But what I'm seeing in you is extreme talent. You just have to use it for the good of yourself and others. Not because you don't want to do that. You just come across so strong that people get overwhelmed.
If you like, dear 301 area code lady, the next series of Healing Pack classes start on April 11. You're most welcome to come and join us there and learn more about everything Amin is presenting to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if you stay online after we finish the show, we can talk a little bit more about this subject.
Okay. Now, where can I access the online part?
Yeah, just stay online. We just have to tell our listeners goodbye, and we love you all.
Okay.
And we wish you the best for the next week. And please bring us, give us feedback, add us your most favorite, give us your comments, send us email to help at
healingpack.org.
Healingpack.org.
Yes, healingpack, help at healingpack.org. So that way we can be most productive and provide the information that you wish to have.
Okay. And that's right.
I love you, and we will get together again next week. And the 301 lady, if you stay a little bit online, I will talk to you a little bit more.
All right.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Remember, our shows are available on iTunes under the title of Healing Pack, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen. We wish you a great week and look forward to be talking to you next week, same time, same place. Have a good week.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Divine Healing Pack. If you'd like more information, go to healingpack.org. That's healing, P-A-Q, .org.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. We just the program is finished, but we can be online a little bit longer.
Oh, thank you. And I won't take too much of your time. I'm actually
okay.
studying.
You have a very good talent. You just gotta be aware of that because you do it with good intention, but people get overwhelmed by it because they don't expect it.
I actually find that they usually are the ones who come to me. And they come to me and they speak to me about certain things, and I don't really offer help that much anymore, not because I don't want to, but because I just want to make sure I'm spiritually in the right place before I do that. But I find that they come to me, and I also find that I don't sense good intentions from them once they come to me for advice or something. Eventually, I feel like there's some kind of ill intent. I don't know if it's directed at others or if it's directed at me, but somehow I sense that energy turns into something that's not healthy.
I 100% understand what you're saying, and that's something that essentially requires healing. So the best way you can do it is, as they are talking to you or as you are listening to them, if I may say, in a silent mode, just focus on whatever you pick up from them, filter it through love, joy, peace, and compassion. So what you output is the filtered version of what you are picking up rather than reflecting it. And see, the thing is, look at yourself as a beacon of light. As you do more the proper meditation practice of being in that meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, you're going to saturate yourself more and more with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And as you do that, you just naturally emit that energy outward. Okay? It becomes like a self-generated beacon of light. And there are many lost souls out there, regardless of whether they are in physical body or not. So when they see that beacon of light, they get attracted to it. Do you follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I am. I'm okay. Here.
So what happens is, as they pick up that light in the darkness, they get attracted to it. They don't know what's attracting them. Because it's like energy pulling them. And you can consider them like being hungry. And just being present around you, just being around you, they naturally nourish. Because of that beacon of light, because they have a sense of calmness, a sense of, serenity. But as time goes by, some of their intention will arise. So as those intention arise, you will pick those up. And sometimes you may pick up their intention before they even share it with you. So as that happens, you want to be aware not to judge it, rather to filter it. So there is a subtle difference in that respect. Because sometimes when we may have a tendency to get impatient or start judging it or reflecting that emotion or tell them something that they were thinking about it, but they haven't told us, but we put it into their face. Then they think, oh my God, this person is like, a witch or this or that, and they get scared. But this ability, everyone has it naturally.
Just using it.
It's just a matter of level that we have it, and the matter of how we reflect it. So that's where the difference comes.
Okay. But my other question would be that I understand from, I completely understand what you're saying in terms of many of the people that were in my life. And I am in the process of practicing forgiveness and practicing empathy and compassion. And I've been focusing a lot of my meditations on that, making sure that I'm able to get in tune with those emotions for myself and for others.
May I ask you what type of meditation you do?
Right now, I just do the normal breathing in, breathing out, because honestly, doing anything else, I just feel a lot of physical sensations, and it feels very uncomfortable and painful.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you breathe in, breathe out, what's the quality of breath?
It's not good. I cannot breathe it completely in and out. Because
okay.
This is
what I want you to do. Have you? This is the first time you're listening to us?
Yes.
Okay. It seems that way. What I want you to do is, I want you, if you can go through the archives and start with the first program.
Okay.
It will help you. What you want to be aware with every breath, as we said it in our meditation practice today, you are breathing in, along with air, love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing your physical body, your emotional body, and your thought body. And with every exhale, you are exhaling along with air, love, joy, peace, and compassion.
Okay.
Because what I'm picking up, I'm on a pattern there. This is what I'm picking up. I'm being very, honest with you. You're extremely talented person. But the meditation practices you've learned are not good meditation practices. I don't know what you know. But what I'm picking up is those meditation practices are not the proper meditation practice for you.
Okay.
I don't know what you've learned, who you learned it from. And I'm not going to, judge it or discuss it. But what I'm picking up is, one second, please. I'm on a pound. What I'm picking up is the meditation practice you've learned is not proper for you.
Okay.
It's not good meditation practice for you. That's why when you do those meditation practices, it stirs you up. Rather than it calms you down.
Okay.
So let's try this. Just close your eyes and put your hand on your sternum. Sternum is the right in between your chest, in the middle of your chest. And just close your eyes. I'm on a power. Now, when I do a mission, I'm quiet. It's not like the radio show that I'm talking. But I just want to check this with you real quick. I'm on a parent. almost passed. As your eyes are closed, just tell me what you're sensing.
I'm sensing that I've come a long way, but I'm ready to return back to my body. I feel like I've been disassociated from my body for a long time. That's how I kind of dealt with a lot of the things that have happened in my life. But I sense that with the healing work I've been doing, that I'm ready to return back into myself and not feel separated from myself anymore. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I sense.
Okay, that's great. Do you sense calmness, serenity with this energy?
No, I just feel like I feel uncomfortable sensations around in my body. I really do. I also sense.
No. Right now, as I'm working on you,
I feel calmer.
Okay, that's the point. I'm not talking about past. I'm talking about this moment.
Okay. I feel a bit calmer.
Do you ever do channeling? Or align other spirits enter your body?
You mean other spirits? I don't understand.
In your meditation practice,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced like something or some being or some entity wanting to enter your body?
Yes.
And allowing them to enter?
I felt like they had already entered, and I've been struggling to. I feel overpowered, actually. I do sometimes sense there's another spirit.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I beg your pardon?
I said that's what's happening. Do you talk to other spirits?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How do you know they are the right ones to talk to?
I go by my intuition.
How do you know they are not tricking your intuition?
That's a good question.
Do you see my point?
Yeah, that's...
this is the point. This is the point I'm making to you. See, you are extremely sensitive. You're also a very good bite for energetic beings. Just because someone is dead doesn't necessarily mean it's a good energy. You want to look at spirits the same way you consider people who live on earth. There are some good people. There are some tricky people. The person who comes to your doorstep is all nicely dressed up with a nice suit, beautiful car, nice vocabulary, great public relation, totally charm you, and within 5-10 minutes he says, oh, if you give me $10,000, in one day I'm going to make it $20,000 and I'm going to return it to you and charm the heck out of you and take your money and never see him again. Is that a good person?
No.
The first impression they left are they're a fantastic person. See how nice I look, how well I'm dressed up, what a beautiful car I'm driving, how fantastic I'm talking. But it was all a scam. In the spirit world, same phenomena exist. Just because something is an energy doesn't necessarily mean it's good energy. It's just energy. Okay.
Would you suspect that whatever this energy is trying to work out its karma through me?
See, what happens is, when we talk, see, healing a spirit is different than allowing that spirit enter into us. Because what happens is, when a spirit enters into us, yes, they may provide some information to us, but if they are not ascended masters, if they are not God, if they are not archangels, with it comes some good karma, some polluted karma, some good energy, some toxin energy. Mm. And what's going to happen is we may benefit from the good energy momentarily for a small period. But also that toxin energy that needs to be purified also will influence us. Do you see my point? So, for example, if I'm a good friend, I say, oh, let's go party, let's go have fun, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to, you know, do this, and I'm going to do that, and I say, oh, that sounds great, let's go. And then next thing you know, maybe I turn you into some drugs, get you addicted, so now you're dependent on me. Do you see my point?
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is, you always, your connection is unique connection to divine. Your connection is unique connection to God. You maintain that connection. Then whatever you want to ask for, whatever you want to request, you ask from divine, you ask from God, and no one else. And let divine, let God decide who is the right entity, who is the right energetic being to come and help you in the process. Because what happens is, certain humans, if they have prematurely passed away, that they were not able to accomplish their plan, their spirit is wanderer. And they may be hanging around earth, and sometimes they may do playful stuff. Like a little child who goes around, and if you don't control that child, he or she may break a bunch of plates, bunch of glasses, while giggling and having fun. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing can happen to spirits. So you can consider archangels, you can consider ascended masters as being your big brother, big sister, your advisory board. You can chat with them, you can have fun with them, but they are not the one who give you connection to divine. They are not the one who give you connection to God. Our connection is unique, and every one of us has it. So what you want to do is stay focused. Based on, if you go through the archive, today, even if you go on our website, healingpack.org, you'll see it there. We always start the meditation by saying, I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with divine intention or God, whichever word resonate with you. It's all the same. I just want you to recognize that there is a direct connection here. We don't need an intermediary to maintain that connection for us. God, I'm your child. Divine, I'm your child. Living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow your love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion.
Okay.
So you want to maintain that connection as a unique connection, not a dependent connection to anyone else, any other being. And by doing that, excuse me one second. And by maintaining that connection, that uniqueness, then you are most protected. Then you can develop yourself properly. Okay?
Okay.
So, you are very good. And you were a little bit tricked. So, our job is to help you to be as good as you are, by maintaining that unique connection with divine. And if you allow us, we can help you. So the first recommendation I have is just go through the archive and do those practices we talk about.
Okay.
And then you can send an email to, my name is Amin, you know my name. Just make a note of this, Amin, A-M-E-A-N.
A-M-E.
A-M-E-A-N. A-M as Mary, E Edward, A Apple, N Nancy, at healingpack.org. healingpack.org.
Okay. And do you, it's just something I've noticed that I noticed that most of what I would consider positive or good energy has been more masculine, because I just noticed that my relationships with males is a lot healthier and smoother. But I just feel like there's an overwhelming sense of negative energy, and I'm so overwhelmed by it. I don't really know what to do with it or how to deal
okay,
with it.
Okay, let me do this. I gotta run somewhere right now. I cannot talk to you longer. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm
sorry.
Let
me give you a number.
Okay.
It's 310.
Mm-hmm.
938.
Mm-hmm.
2099. 310-938-2099.
Okay.
call me back in about half hour, because I got to run somewhere to pick up my car before the mechanic shop closes.
No, I understand.
Call me back in about half hour. I'll talk with you a little bit. And the only thing I'm going to say is, what's your name, by the way?
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. Just go ahead, send me an email, amean@healingpack.org, and you also got my number, 310-938-2099. Let's stay in touch. I can help you. I know exactly what's going on.
Oh,
and
thank you.
To help you through the right process so you can really develop yourself. And I will answer some of your additional questions. Just give me about half hour and call me back.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.